Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app, this is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's Katie Gillen with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, the number of homeless people in the northwest has slightly decreased. A man has appeared at Derry Magistrates Court charged with multiple counts of assaulting police and assaulting police-designated persons during an incident where an officer was also stabbed by another person. Donegal County Council has been given a progress report on 1,624 planned social homes as part of its campaign to address the housing crisis in the county, and it's feared 1,500 people could be in hospital with the flu over Christmas. These stories and full plus more to follow. Mark Gallagher will have the latest sports news at around 15:15, and that will be followed by a note with Colm Fercher. But first, the number of homeless people in the northwest has slightly decreased. Figures published today by the Department of Housing show 177 adults were without a home in the region at the end of October, down slightly on the September figure of 187. Of those, 50 were in Donegal, down 6 from the previous month's figures. 35 families have registered as homeless in the northwest, unchanged from September, while the number of dependent children in need of accommodation is down 4 to 60. Nationally, 16,766 people were registered as homeless in October, which is an increase of 152 on the previous month. Labour Housing spokesperson Conor Sheehan says the crisis is having a serious long-term impact.
I actually think we're going to end up having a situation whereby the next state redress or apology scheme that we are going to have to do in the future is going to be to children who are in long-term homelessness. Their physical development has been stunted in many cases. People have come to me to say that the oral health of their children is being affected because of all of the processed food that they are eating, because they do not have the capacity to cook a nutritious meal.
A man has appeared at Derry Magistrates Court charged with multiple counts of assaulting police and assaulting police-designated persons during an incident where an officer was also stabbed by another person. 20-year-old Conlon Boyle of Roskeen Park in Derry had been wanted by police since his bail address had been withdrawn earlier this month. Donal Kavanagh reports.
The court was told that early yesterday morning police received a report that Boyle had been found hiding at another address and was under the influence of drugs. Police attended the scene at around 2 a.m. and were refused entry to the house, with another person punching an officer in the head and allegedly stabbing them. Boyle was found in the kitchen and swung his fist, hitting two officers. While in custody, he spat in the eye of one of the detention officers, later kicking them in the thigh while being led away. He had been on bail for a number of offences from March this year, including grievous bodily harm, and in the time since then, Boyle has been in court for a number of breaches of his bail conditions. He also currently has 7 suspended sentences. Defence barrister Stephen Chapman said Boyle has no connection to the stabbing of an officer that has been reported in the media. Bail was refused, and Boyle will appear again on the 10th of December.
Donegal County Council has been given a progress report on 1,624 planned social homes as part of its campaign to address the housing crisis in the county. Of those, 301 have been completed, 587 are on site and 69 are at tender stage. 254 in-house projects with planning approved are at the detailed design stage, 200 in-house projects are at the pre-planning stage, and 213 approved projects are at the competitive dialogue stage. Members were also briefed on the Council's planned actions for December. Ryan Brawley reports from County House in Lifford.
I am here at County House in Lifford at the special plenary meeting on housing. During this meeting, a presentation was delivered. This gave updates on the planned actions to be delivered in December of this year. These include submissions of Stage 4 applications to the Department appointing a successful contractor for 8 units at the Old Fire Station Stranorler and 20 units at Ardna Glass in Kilmacrenan. Submitting 8 turnkey projects to the Department for budget approval, with these projects being at various stages of the approval process. Assesses tenders to appoint consultants for schemes in Killybegs, Dunkaneely and Ardna Ratha. Prepare and lodge disability access certificate and fire certificate applications for schemes in Dunkaneely and Killybegs. Tender for appointment of architect-led design teams to progress schemes at Rathmullen, Rathanini Park, Lahey and Kerry Keel. And also to submit final claims to the Department for recruitment of money spent for all 16 in-house projects on-site and completed turnkey acquisitions by December 4th. So far this year, approximately €41 million has been recouped from the department.
It's feared 1,500 people could be in hospital with the flu over Christmas. There are currently 330 people in hospital with flu, up from 150 last week. The vaccine is available for free to certain age groups, including over 60s, children under 17 and people with certain medical conditions. Minister Jennifer Carl-McNeill says getting the flu jab is the best way to protect yourself and others from serious illness.
The opportunity for everybody to get vaccinated is still there. It takes 2 weeks really to kick in, so now is the time to really get it. Our modelling shows us that we could have 1,500 people in hospital with flu over Christmas week. So if you'd like to spend Christmas week at home eating turkey, get your flu vaccine. Make sure that you're not one of those 1,500 people in hospital, please.
Clare funding totalling €763,000 has been announced for 11 projects in Donegal. Clare provides funding for small-scale infrastructural projects in rural areas that have suffered significant levels of population decline. The latest round of funding will benefit projects in Ardra, Clochan, Convoy, Termin, Gweedore, Glencomkill, Glenties, Bunanimber, Kilcar, Pettigo and Inishbofin. Deputy Patrick O'Gallagher says this is a real and practical investment in rural communities that rely so heavily on volunteer effort and local leadership, and is backing calls for the programme to be extended to cover the whole of Donegal.
The Clare funding has been very important for over many, many years. It's a targeted government initiative and that supports small-scale capital projects in rural areas that have experienced population decline over the years. And I believe that it strengthens rural communities by improving local facilities, enhancing safety and ensuring essential services remain accessible for people living in isolated, dispersed areas.
A lot of the areas designated in Donegal are concentrated around the west and the south, and we have calls, particularly from Inishowen, to have Clare extended to areas like that. Is that something you'd support?
Of course, that's been a call for a long time, and I have no difficulty in supporting that. And, of course, the area that I have represented over the years, the South and West, is well included in it, right out to Convoy at this stage, and down to Kilcar and back to Inishbofin Island. So it's good news, and I have no difficulty in supporting it to cover the entire county.
Defective Blocks Ireland says the multi-party legal action and related proceedings against the Irish state led by Coleman Legal remains a vital route to accountability and redress for families across Donegal whose homes have been devastated. The not-for-profit organisation, formed in Buncrana by Adrian Sheridan and Sean Hegarty, says proceedings are moving towards their crucial next phase. Alex Rowley has more.
In an update, a spokesperson for Defective Blocks Ireland says Coleman Legal has confirmed that discovery has now concluded across 6 lead cases in the main litigation. The National Standards Authority of Ireland has raised queries on aspects of some material, and Coleman Legal is engaging directly with the NSAI to address all outstanding matters. Defective Blocks Ireland understands that a number of technical issues have arisen between the plaintiffs and the NSAI regarding testing methodologies applied to certain samples taken from Granshaw Quarry. The NSAI issued a notice of motion in May seeking directions from the court in relation to these matters. It'll return to the court on the 8th of next month.
A Donegal councillor says the grants available for developing new wells needs to be increased and the terms and conditions need to be changed to reflect current realities. Councillor Michael Naughton told a meeting this week that at present people have to live in the home for a set period before they can get the grant, but with so many people now availing of grants to bring vacant properties back into use, that condition is outdated. The council will now write to Minister James Brown seeking the changes. Councillor Naughton says the scheme needs to be treated as a matter of urgency.
At the moment as we stand, the wild grant is 5,000. But the biggest problem that I have with the wild grant at the moment, you had to be living in the house for 7 years. And this is what the problem is. Like, if I'm a young couple and I'm building my first home, that I have to live in that house before I can apply for a well. And we all know basically what Irish Water and the fees is to get connections. So I'm basically called on the government to look at the regulations in relation to the wild grant. We're getting it increased to 10,000 for the grant. And also that basically you can apply right away. If you build a new house tomorrow, that you can apply for the wild grant.
Do you believe that the officials in the department will take this into account? Because very often the feeling is abound that there are officials sitting at desks in Dublin making decisions that, not to put too fine a point on it, just don't understand the intricacies of living in a rural area.
Well, yes, Donald, I do too. And actually, I moved this motion over 3 years ago in relation to the septic tank grant, along with the well grant. The septic tank grant was looked at, and they told me at that stage that the well grant would be looked at as well. But, you know, they didn't look at it, and we're 3 years on now from that motion. function. And I think basically with the Croí Cónaí grant, and if you look at it, it's the biggest uptake in the country in Donegal here. We have 1,400 homes coming back into circulation, and all these are rural. They're all basically on their own wells, and they're all on their own septic tanks. So as a matter of urgency, I'm asking that the government and the Donegal County Council will push this agenda much so that we get the grant scheme up for the well, and also the basically you can apply straight away for it.
The Dáil has been told that systematic overfishing coupled with a very bad Brexit deal has created an injustice which must be addressed. Donegal Deputy Padraig McLaughlin repeated his belief that Ireland is wrongly facing cuts to its fishing quotas because of the actions of other states like Norway and Iceland. Agriculture and Marine Minister Martin Hayden told the Dáil he will seek the best outcome for Ireland's fishing sector in next month's Council of Ministers meeting at which quotas will be set. Deputy McLaughlin expressed hope that the appointment of Timmy Dooley as a junior minister with specific responsibilities for fisheries.
I do appreciate the fact that we have a dedicated Minister of State for Fisheries, which has been a welcome development, who's engaging and listening to our fishing communities. And we now need to use that resource with all the knowledge, working hand-in-hand with the Irish industry, to confront this injustice once and for all. You know, to say to the European Commission that what happened at Brexit was so wrong, that we did not have burden sharing. We carried so much of that weight. The UK, and I'm glad you mentioned them, are actually a party to this recklessness. They benefited from Brexit. They got an agreement which wasn't based on relative stability track record. It was based on what's called zonal attachment, those communities closest to the fishing waters. So that's what we would love to have in Ireland. That's what Britain got. They can't have their cake and eat it. So this is about countries who I respect. You know, Norway, Faroe Islands, Iceland, have nothing against their people, the British people. But this is reckless behaviour. It's unjust, unfair. We have to call it out. It has to stop. And we need to have fairness and justice. And we need to protect jobs, you know, in our, you know, our vulnerable coastal fishing communities.
Yes, sir.
The Commission has indicated its intention of concluding the consultations in time for the Agri-Fish Council on the 11th and 12th of December. It's yet to be seen whether they're successful in that or not. But as we move towards that finalisation of setting 2026 fishing opportunities, my focus in that of Minister of State Dooley over the coming weeks is to continue to work towards the best possible outcome for Ireland's seafood sector for in 2026, one that ensures the sustainability of the stocks and a level playing field for our fleet.
The time is 12 minutes past five. We'll be back after the short break.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports, with great gift ideas for everyone on your list this Christmas, in-store and online at michaelmurphysports.ie.
The time is 5:15. Mark's here with the latest sports news.
Thanks, Kitty. Good evening. We'll start with Gaelic Games. Donegal will play Down at home in the quarterfinals of the 2026 Ulster Senior Football Championship after the provincial draws were made at Croke Park yesterday evening. With a full roundup of the Ulster draw, I'll now hand you over to our very own Brendan Devaney.
Yes, Ulster Championship has thrown up some interesting ties for 2026, no least of which the preliminary round draw of two All-Ireland contenders, Armagh and Tyrone. Of course, Armagh beating Tyrone by a single point in last year's Ulster Championship. And the winner of that will go through to place Declan Bonner, the new look for Manah, headed by ex-Donegal coach Declan Bonner. And that is the same side of the draw with Donegal. And Donegal are home to Down in their opening game. Of course, Down will be minus as the services of Kieran Mina, who has joined Derry. Donegal beaten Down in last year's Ulster semi-final by 6 points. But Down went on to have a very good season in the senior championship and will pose Donegal a few problems, no doubt. But I say Kieran Mina, who was a highly regarded Down coach last year and part of that very impressive season that they had, he has now taken over at Derry with Luke Barrett, ex-Donegal coach, joining them. And they have a home tie, of course, to Antrim. They'll be favourites to go through on that. The other big tie then is the derby of Monaghan and Cavan. So some fascinating ties to come in next year's Ulster Championship.
Thanks, Brendan. Niamh Connell and Donegal star Finbar Rorty captained Ulster University to the All-Ireland Freshers Division 1 league title in Abbottstown last night. UU defeated ATU Galway on a scoreline of 213 to 115, with the Young Footballer of the Year shining once again. It's been an incredible year for Rorty, who also won an All-Star in his first year playing for Donegal and was pivotal in Niamh Connell's Donegal Senior Football Championship success. Well, looking ahead to head to matters on the GAA front this weekend, tomorrow will be a big occasion for the Burt Hurt hurlers as they travel to England for the Twinning Cup final against Thomas McCurtain's of London. Having won the Ulster Junior title a fortnight ago, Bird would progress to the All-Ireland Junior semi-finals with a win in Ruislip tomorrow afternoon. Donegal hurling manager and Bird native Mickey McCann says they can travel with confidence.
You have to get the logistics side of things right. A lot of organising flights and buses over there, and definitely you have to look after the players, make sure they're right where they're eating and travelling and the times are right. So a lot of organising, Mark, on that end, but they're really looking forward to the game, you know, and I do think it's a game they could get a result if they turn up like they did in Derry that day and feel they're in with a real good chance, you know.
Throw-in is at 12:30 tomorrow afternoon. Elsewhere this weekend, we'll have live commentary from the Donegal Under-21A football final with Brendan Kilcoyne and Brendan Deveney. That game between Niamh Connell and Four Masters gets underway at 2 o'clock on Sunday afternoon in Ballyshannon. Moving on to soccer, Ireland's under-16 team defeated Greece last night in Wicklow with three Donegal youngsters involved. Jamie O'Donnell, Michael McColgan and Charlie McGarvey were all part of the squad. O'Donnell and McColgan both found the net in the 4-0 win. Celtic interim boss Martin O'Neill says he expects this weekend's Scottish Premiership clash with Hibs to be his last in charge. The champions are reportedly close to appointing Wilfred Nancy as permanent successor to Brendan Rodgers, who resigned last month. O'Neill says he doesn't think it'll be long before an announcement is made.
I think that things are progressing, and I was speaking to some of the board members last night. Things are progressing very nicely, so I'm hoping that things will be in place by the beginning of next week.
Arsenal boss Mikel Arteta believes second place Chelsea fully deserve to be put in the conversation to win the English Premier League title. The London rivals face each other on Sunday, with Arteta's side 6 points clear of their opponents in the table.
I think we are all there, and they are there because they fully deserve what they have done in the last few years. I think the squad that they assembled, the numbers that they have, the amount of quality, the manager and the coaching staff that they have, it makes sense that what is happening there is very, very positive, and they deserve to be there.
There is one game in the Old Orchard Saturday Division 2 this evening. Bonaghy United host Swilly Rovers at 8:15, while in the Finn Travel Division 3, Gidor United are at home to Dunluce Celtic from 8. Finally, in rugby, a number of Irish internationals return to their provinces for tonight's action in the URC. Leinster have Thomas Clarkson and Gus McCarthy back in the front row for their trip to Dragons. The defending champions are searching for just their third win of the domestic season. Kickoff in Rodney Parade is 8:15, and Ian Henderson and Jacob Stockdale are back in Ulster colours tonight for the hosting of Benetton. That game in Belfast is also underway at 7:45. That's all your sport for today. You can join myself and Kieran Cannon for Saturday Sport tomorrow afternoon. Back to you, Katie.
Thanks, Mark. Augustinish and note like Colm Ferriter.
Jamer Attash of Colm Ferriter and Shaw. Be Ocout special to Letterha Agriha Ig Ave Lodge and Colot Falsu Horatuski Door. And Saharan Shahogin and Shale Ladamina Nolok, Ijajakar and Glashi, Jenhi and Okaj, Dar Tijil and Blah Blend, Kajuru er and Blahu, a tag chapter, Letriot Ur Nigeliga, Augustin Scrive Nori, Adalshi Lord Ura Lish and Alshihor Evlo Jimliana. A mask, a Scrive Nori, Avea Salahar, Na Karmic Megala Aspug, Maya Deni Ren, Rasha Niwil, Padagu Tierney, Shan O'Murigan, Brian McAward, agus Aileen Crossley, Gaholas ag Evloj Bonkai E. Rinne Udras na Geltukta Kaluru ar Gashki Fobol, na Geltukta ag Gradam na Geltukta via Fia Sukuig, Gradam Mahogan Ahantas de Remsha Lahan Togri at a Curla Biocht, ag Namioch, Socialta agus Kulturha na Gantra Geltukta, Hui Duish Togra an Oiga hig Kemen Yir, Margal Ert an Barna Sikantar a Ahanch agus rangana kiol tradition ta a curra foil de oiga Roskel I Gir Connell. An togra cultur alinya agus airakta is far na fela kiol agus cultur anada a ractal iud an cedur mi valtanya e go parchiot le geltsucht bio fanada agus culta sanada. Branu gradam Rejun and Tushkirch are hosh to forber her Aidan Infrach. Koshta a wonder you and Fiha Fiha Conan Gaelige, Emakti Socialta, August Kalterta, a Korkunchen, Sikanter, Ta Togra Tras Choran, Boniha, Aku, Lekanter, Balan Screen, Igonde Gere, August Ki Bre, Korha, Hala Aidan Infra, Marlar and it Chakla Kaeladon Fobo. Tá trasna na donta ócáid ceiliúríthe na Gaeilge a ráist am Leana, ba an factas a ráchtal le Conradh na Gaeilge idir a céad le agus a cúig le de mí na nólog. Ba d'éisigh daoine aonair agus grúpaí ar fud na cruinne pe Gaeilge atá acu a úsáid agus a ceiliúrú. Idir imeachtaí ar líne corcáil chóra leanúnach agus comórtais ba go leor d'éisigh ag daoine a bheith páirte gaholas ag an Sif Conradh Gaeilge, Bunk IE. Sin mo hoid se ili go léir, slán agus barracht.
And now for the weather. Blustery with widespread showers this evening. These may be heavy at times with the chance of hail and thunderstorms. Any rain will gradually ease to showers overnight with clear spells developing. Cold with lows of 1 to 4 degrees with some frost in places. To conclude this evening's bulletin, the number of homeless people in the Northwest has slightly decreased. Figures published today by the Department of Housing show 177 adults were without a home in the region at the end of October, down slightly on the September figure of 187. Of those, 50 were in Donegal, down 6 from the previous month's figures. 35 families have registered as homeless in the Northwest, unchanged from September, while the number of dependent children in need of accommodation is down 4 to 60. A man has appeared at Derry Magistrates Court charged with multiple counts of assaulting police and assaulting police designated persons during an incident where an officer was also stabbed by another person. 20-year-old Conlon Boyle of Roskeen Park in Derry had been wanted by police since his bail address had been withdrawn earlier this month. Donegal County Council has been given a progress report on 1,624 planned social homes as part of its campaign to address the housing crisis in the county. Of those, 301 have been completed, 587 are on site and 69 are at tender stage. 254 in-house projects with planning approved are at the detailed design stage, 200 in-house projects are at the pre-planning stage and 213 approved projects are at the competitive dialogue stage. And it's feared 1,500 people could be in hospital with the flu over Christmas. There are currently 330 people in hospital with flu, up from 150 last week. The vaccine is available free to certain age groups, including over 60s, children under 17, and people with certain medical conditions. That's all from the newsroom for now. We'll be back with the headlines at 6 o'clock. The obituary notices for this Friday evening, November 28th. The death has taken place of Rosaline McLaughlin, née McBertie, 190 Lisnafin Park, Strabane, and formerly of Holly Hill, Strabane. Reposing at her daughter Paula Stewart's home, 30 Ashbrook, Strabane, from 7 o'clock today. Funeral leaving her daughter's home on Sunday at 12:15 for funeral mass in St Mary's Church, Melmount at 1 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time plays from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. The death has occurred of Olive Cull, 394 Ardbeith in St Johnson, County Donegal. Olive will be reposing at her late residence until 10 o'clock this evening and tomorrow from 11 a.m. till 10 p.m. Family time plays on the morning of the funeral. The funeral cortege will leave her residence on Sunday morning at 11:30, proceeding to St. Bathan's Church, St. Johnson, for 12:15 Requiem Mass, followed by burial in the adjoining graveyard. The death has taken place of Mairead Murray, née McFadden, Chena Bruick, Crowan, Remilton. Reposing at her home today until 10 o'clock and tomorrow from 3 o'clock until 10 o'clock. House private to family, friends and relatives today. Everyone welcome tomorrow. Those attending the wake should park at St Mary's Church car park and a bus will be provided from there. Funeral Mass on Sunday at 2 o'clock in St Mary's Church, Remilton. Burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Mass can be viewed on Church Services TV. Family time on the morning of the funeral. The death has occurred of Mary Grant, McGinn Avenue, Buncrana. Mary's remains are reposing at her late residence where you're welcome to pay your respects. Removal from there on Monday morning at 9:15, going to St Mary's Oratory, Buncrana, for Requiem Mass at 10 o'clock, followed by interment in St Mary's Graveyard, Cockhill. Requiem Mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. Family time plays from 11 p.m. until 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. The death has occurred of Hughie Sweeney, Sheskin Arone, Dunlow. Hughie's remains will repose in his own home today until rosary at 9 o'clock and again tomorrow from 10 a.m. until rosary at 9 p.m. Funeral mass on Sunday at 12 noon in St. Columbus Church Acres, with interment afterwards in Belchurch Cemetery. The death has occurred of Anna Lafferty, Knock, Ballybuffet. Reposing at her late residence today until 10 o'clock and tomorrow from 12 noon until 10 o'clock, with rosary both nights at 9 o'clock. Funeral leaving from her late residence on Sunday afternoon at 20 past 12, for Requiem Mass at 1 o'clock in St. Patrick's Church Crossroads, Killigordon, followed by interment in the adjoining churchyard. Requiem Mass can be viewed live on the Killigordon Parish YouTube channel. Family time on the morning of the funeral, please. The death has occurred of Mark Quinn, 1 Milltown Convoy, formerly of Shanagard Rafoe. Reposing at McCool's funeral home, Ballybuffet, this evening from 6 o'clock until 8 o'clock for family only, please. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10 past 10 for Requiem Mass in St. Union's Church Rafoe at 11 o'clock. Interment in the adjoining churchyard. The Requiem Mass will be streamed live on parishofrafoe.ie. Donations in lieu of flowers, if so desired, directly to the Donegal Hospice. The death has taken place of Tom Harkin, the Square Moville. Tom's remains are reposing at his home. Funeral from there on Sunday morning at 10 past 11 for 11:30 funeral mass in St. Pius X Church Moville, followed by interment in Ballinacray Cemetery. Funeral mass can be viewed live on movilleparish.com. Family time from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to Beech Hill Manor Residence Comfort Fund, care of any family member, or Eamon McLaughlin, Funeral Director. The death has occurred of Sister Mary Perpetua McVeigh, formerly of Main Street Dungiven and late of Convent of Mercy, Pump Street Derry and Nazareth House Fawn. Removal from Nazareth House Fawn at 6:15 tomorrow evening to St. Patrick's Church Dungiven to repose overnight. Requiem Mass on Sunday morning at 11:30, followed by interment in the adjoining graveyard. Requiem Mass can be viewed on mcn.live. And the death has taken place of Michael Byrne, Upper Glasa Guidor, formerly of Mallow County Cork, Turles County Tipperary, and originally from Navan County Meath. His remains will repose at Rorty's funeral home, Derrybeg, today until 8 o'clock. Removal from the funeral home tomorrow morning at 10:30 to St. Colum Kills Church, Crookfulla, for 11 o'clock funeral mass, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The funeral mass can be viewed live on Kieran Rorty, Funeral Director's Facebook page, and on the church webcam. Family home private, please. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.